This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Hey everybody, this is John of the Bang Radio Hour, and usually I start off the show right here with about a one-minute skit that makes you laugh and says something stupid and silly, but this is a bit more serious because we got some serious stuff going around right now. And I don't care which side of the line you fall on. I really don't. You're a listener of the show, you're here to laugh, that's what we're going to let you do, but I will ask everybody this. Look, man, if you're going to give up on the NFL, that's fine. If you're going to burn your gear, your jerseys, your t-shirts, your sweatshirts, your hoodies, your hats, your caps, donate them, please. We've got people that are in dire need, Americans in dire need after these hurricanes. Do something right. If you want to get rid of the NFL, do it. But donate your clothing. Oh, and one more thing. Everybody shut the hell up.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Stop it.
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's good! And the Eagles win!
This is that dream I talked about.
They win!
He's had this dream before.
61 yards! The longest kick in Eagles history!
Wow. I tell you what, no matter how much I hate the goddamn Philadelphia Eagles, and I think it's hilarious that they've never won jack shit in the entire Super Bowl era, I do like Merrill Reese. That dude is one of the voices of football.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so that's good. Good for the Eagles. I'll tell you what, did I say that? Damn, Tom.
You know, he said the longest field goal in Eagles history, 61-yard field goal would be the longest field goal in almost every team's history.
Just about, but he probably doesn't get paid to say that.
Yeah, there's only very few that have kicked 60-plus yarders.
Well, see, Tom Dempsey kicked the 63-yarder, and he right. did play for the Eagles when I was a little kid.
Right. Yep. So. Of course, that was broken.
Right. Well, you know, I think that even though last week, I think you and I talked about it over the week, I cussed way too much last week. I'm going to have to break my new rule of trying to have 50% fewer F-words by saying, you know what, just fuck the Eagles.
Oh, all right.
So well, there.
John is the cusser. That's him. I'm Tom.
That's right.
And I just want to make sure everybody knows who's got the foul potty mouth around here.
Me.
Because I treat this like a family show. And speaking of which, it's Bang Radio Hour number 304. Can you believe it's our fourth show since we did that 300th show already?
My God, Tom, we're halfway to 600, it seems.
All right, coming up, don't piss on the field, don't piss on the flag, don't piss on the trivia, but go ahead and piss on Spreads Mahoney, because he sucks.
Yeah, what's the matter with this guy? I thought he knew what he was talking about.
I know, man. John, just because some guy emails you and says, hey, man, I know everything, I get everything right, you should use me and feature my picks on the show, doesn't mean he's correct.
You know, this probably explains why my bank balance doesn't come up and there's a lot of withdrawals in Nigeria.
All right.
Yeah, Spreads.
We're 3 weeks in, and so we're going to go ahead and get an update on the pigskin pick'em, because now we've got a little separation here. We've actually, there's seven teams in the first, you know, holding down first and second place. So we got two guys tied for first. That's the Poutine Enthusiast.
My favorite name of the year.
Right. And Slick Picks. And that's Jabs Blabs. And that's him,
yes,
isn't it?
That's Spreads Mahoney.
Right. So, yeah, we don't have a spread in the pick'em, though.
Right. He's just picking winners because Spreads Mahoney doesn't know what he's talking about.
So he's just Mahoney there because there is no spread.
He's Pick Mahoney.
pick Mahoney.
All right, so they got 34 right in the first 3 weeks, and then five of you tied for second. I say of ya because you're one of them, Mr. Hair Plug Addict. Also, right. F-A-C-K. F-A-C-K fact. We know that. Right.
Thanks to our Michigan education.
The Sergio Dips. That's great.
You got to say it right. It's the Sergio Dips.
Deeps. The Sergio Dips.
You got to wait like a minute between it.
Oh, right? Okay. He's going the wrong way.
Yes.
And Fidel Castro's bastard son. Now, I'm tied for 30th while my wife is in 17th, and it's the first time I'd looked at the standings. I just kept going in and putting them in. I was like, you know, it's early. It doesn't even matter what the standings are right now. So this was the first time I had looked at them, so it's the first time I saw her in there since she, you know, put her entry in. She's under the name, she's under the name Tom Dominator.
Well, I think that she just told a little bit about something there, didn't she? You know, I always thought it was weird that one picture you have on Facebook with the leather collar. I didn't know. I thought you were like in a metal phase.
In the Survival League, she's under the name Tom Educator.
Oh, she definitely has some thigh-high leather boots. Damn, Heather. Damn.
Now, there are about 15 of us without a loss so far over there, so I'm not going to get into all those names till we get down a few more. But let me tell you something. Thank God for the Dallas Cowboys, John. Thank God.
Woo-hoo! Thank God for them God-zone Dallas Cowboys.
Because they are the only thing that saved my weekend. Okay, so
Tom Millett here, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, wait a minute. I did get my survival pick right. I picked the Patriots, although they tried like hell. What the hell? Deshaun Watson, what?
I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't want to freaking hear about it. I just don't want to hear about it.
Oh, in your survival league, did you really?
Oh, yes, I did. It's like a hole in my heart. I feel like, you know, oh, I just hit the iceberg.
Yeah, and speaking of that game, I had Jordan Howard on my bench.
A lot of people did. Everybody had their Vikings on their bench.
Well,
oh my God.
So I lose in both my head-to-head fantasy leagues. I did terrible in my my national fantasy league. I'm behind my wife in both leagues where she's Tom Dominator and Tom Educator. And
are you sure she's not behind you?
And she beat me in our fantasy football league this past weekend.
I believe she beat you with names like that.
John, I'm in a very dark place right now. Do you understand? You're making jokes and I'm in a dark place here, okay?
I'm sorry, Tom. Can you say the safe word maybe?
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Look, I have no sympathy for you, man, because I got my ass whipped in fantasy last week, too, badly.
And you're playing my wife this week.
I know. She's going to put a cigarette out of my tongue, isn't
she? Yeah, I saw you lost. Have you heard anything about Devontae Adams? I know he scored for you, and that was awesome. You were all excited, and all of a sudden, he's going to the hospital. What the hell happened?
Oh, my God. Dude, did you see the opposite angle of that hit where his helmet expands because of the impact?
And the mouthpiece, and the mouthpiece goes flying through the air?
Yeah, well, I've seen that happen in boxing all the time, so I'm hardened to that. But, damn, when you see his helmet literally fluctuate like that, oh, my God. But I heard last night that he was complaining in the hospital that he wanted to go home, so I guess he's probably going to be fine. But I don't know how long he's going to be fine. That was finally he was starting to break out, and all of a sudden, boom, he got broke up.
This pudding sucks!
This pudding sucks. I'm seriously thinking about benching Julio this week and putting in Adam Thielen.
Are you out of your mind?
That's what I'm saying. Julio is typically always for me 90 yards, no touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But see, you got to keep him in because he'll get that 210-yard, three-touchdown day, and you don't know when it's coming.
Right. And as long as he's getting you 100, at least 100 points on the other days, who cares?
Because Adam Thielen might be getting me 150. That boy is balling.
Oh, my God. You've been on his jock for 3 years.
What? He's only been in the league for two.
Oh, you loved him when he was in college.
Oh, that's true. I did. Tell you what, though. Did you happen to see Mike Glennon last night? Did you watch any of that game?
I kept watching going, well, they can't. Are you kidding me? What? I just kept. My mouth kept hitting the floor. It's like, you can't be this bad. You cannot be on an NFL roster and be this bad. The center didn't help. Jesus. The center did not help him at all. You know,
I've never seen a guy punt the snap before in my life.
Wasn't that? What was that? Oh my God!
It hit right in the shin. It hit him right in the shin. I couldn't believe it.
You know, you see them, you see things, and you always say, "Wow, what else can happen?" And then something else happens.
Is Andre Girard snapping for him?
That's right. I said that to Heather, my wife. I said, he reminds me of Dallas's old Andre
Girard. I know. Romo used to always have to go diving for the snap. Oh, well. Yeah, that was a piss-poor game last night. I think it's interesting that they clear everybody out of a stadium full of aluminum chairs when the lightning comes. Everybody get the hell up and get out now.
Right. Let's get back to that field goal, that 61-yard field goal, because right. We have that in Spanish.
Oh, cool. Is it called El Field Goal?
Right.
It's called a field goal.
Largo de Elliot es de 56.
Te dije.
Esto de 61. Jake Elliot, para ganar el partido, le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. ¡Sí, señor!
Wait a minute. He just keeps saying, si, senor. Si, senor. Yes, sir.
I think it's great, man. They get so damn excited. I think it's awesome. Because, you know, Joe Buck would be like, and it crosses the crossbar. It's a 61-yard field goal. My God, why don't you teabag me, Troy?
I wish this guy was filling in for Troy with Joe Buck. Just start hitting him like, you know, how like Michael Irvin was always touching his, and he's yelling in Joe Buck's ear.
Si, senor! Si, senor!
Hey, you got really nice wavy hair there, Pablo.
What do you say there, Sergio Dips?
What do you call that?
Jake Elliott!
I love how he sounds so American when he says Jake Elliott.
I know. It's like they had him in a room to teach him how to say all the players' names.
Jake Elliott.
Listen to that.
Jake Elliott.
Sounds like he's in just a like he's a PA announcer in any.
Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott steps up for the field goal.
Jake Elliott. The 61. Y los Eagles gotta get a word in. Oh!
I swear, right there, he said, "God, I can't get a word in." Again!
Jake Elliott! The 61! Y los Eagles!
That's a great
play. Y los Eagles! Con la victoria! Increíble, pero cierto! Jake Elliott! Para ganar el juego!
I heard Eagles twice, and I heard Jake Elliott four times.
I tell you what, I thought it was fantastic. And you're right, they bring a whole level of excitement to the game that we're just not used to anymore with the announcers that we have. Could you imagine Dick Stockton calling that? It looks like it might be... good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. So, yeah, you know what, I tell you what, we find these things by accident. All right, Joe Sturz sent us that one. But like, you know, we got a Hungarian division out there, right? Led by my Captain Zoltan of the Guard.
Right.
And so you guys, I know you catch football over there. All right. And I know it's not in English. I wouldn't think if it's not. And you can show it to me online. If you can show me these radio broadcasts or if you can record some of it and send it to me and I can clip it out. Oh, man, I'd love to hear what NFL football sounds like in Hungarian.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That would be awesome. Right. Adam Herzig over there. I want to hear from you guys, man. I know you commentate on sports, man. So, you know, let's get some of this stuff. Realize we're not really making fun of you. We're just making fun of you. No, you know what? Honestly, I think that the reason that people get kind of upset with us is because they think that we are these calloused people, and we're really not. We just realize that people have forgotten how to laugh about ourselves. We've forgotten how to realize that our differences are good, and they can be funny, even though they're not really funny. It's not funny what Japanese people sound like, but God damn it, it's funny!
So the NFL's streaming all these games, you know, online all the time. And yeah. Now this Sunday's game, you know, last Sunday in London... the Jags and Ravens. The only place you could watch that game was streaming it on Yahoo. You know, that was the only.
I, I forgot about that. I was watching it on regular non-HD television out of Baltimore. Oh, my God. Everybody looked like a munchkin.
Yeah, you got the local game there on the local broadcast, but nobody else did. You know, you had to get it streaming. And so they've got this deal with Amazon now, the NFL does, to live stream like 11 different games this year. And they did it in Spanish, in Portuguese, and I don't have those. I'm guessing the one you got, the Spanish one, that's from that. And but I got the British one here, and this is Tommy Smith and Ross Dwyer, and this is from the Thursday night game. And it's the play you were talking about where they snap the ball and it hits him in the shin.
Dude, you know, the thing is about that play is Glennon makes absolutely no move like he's going to try to catch the ball. He tries to kick it. He sticks his foot out.
Yeah, it is that play. So here it is. The British announcer is doing that.
It's another disaster from the snap. My goodness. Could it get any worse here for Mike Glennon and the Bears? Packers have the ball again. And it is recovered easily. The home crowd lapping this up. As we take another look at that calamity for the Chicago Bears. Hits them on the knees.
An absolute disaster here. We've got another calamity by the Chicago Bears.
Oh, my God.
Utter devastation in the Bears huddle.
I'll tell you what, man. How do these guys have to sell this game to foreign audiences? Yeah, this is the most popular sport in America, but don't pay attention to what that clown out there with the C on his head's doing, because that's not really how they all play.
The Bears still suck. 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 They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
The monsters of the Midway are not having a good day today. Mike Glennon seems to be completely incompetent out there playing at the quarterback position.
No doubt.
Yeah. There you go. Alfred Hitchcock does the Bears.
All right. We had a little celebration took place in the Giants game.
Oh, really? A celebration? Hey, guys, we didn't let a sack happen. Woo!
No, actually, it was when your boy scored one of his two touchdowns.
My boy. That's right. He did. It's a bittersweet moment for me when Odell Beckham scores. And I really, I didn't want to put him in. I almost put Adam Thielen in.
All of a sudden.
Which would have been a pretty good. I mean, he had a good day. But, yeah, I was glad that at the end of the day that I had put him in, even though I got crushed.
Well, Odell decided he was a dog. After he scored a touchdown.
It's about time he figured it out, because the rest of us have known it for a long time. Subhuman can mean lots of things, Tom.
You listen to him in this clip. He already knew he was a dog, and just now, because the rules were lifted about the celebrations, he was able to be that dog. But he still got a penalty because, well, apparently, well, here, you just listen. This is why he says he got the penalty.
I was in the end zone. I scored a touchdown. I'm a dog, so I act like a dog. I didn't know if the rule book said can't hike your leg. He said I peed on somebody, so I was trying to find the imaginary ghost that I peed on.
He peed on somebody, John, but he couldn't find the imaginary ghost that he peed on. I didn't see anybody. Did you see anybody there?
Well, no, I don't have the sixth sense. But I just wondered, why didn't he take it to the next level and, like, go hump the referee's leg? That's just what I'm curious about. I mean, if you're a dog and you're going to sit here and act like a fool trying to justify an action like that, you know, give me a break, man. What are you going to do next week? You're going to dookie on the field?
Oh, that would have been the greatest thing I've ever seen in the NFL if he did that.
Oh, if he humps a referee? Oh, yes. That would be great. That would be absolutely great, especially if what's-her-name Beth Mowins has to call the game.
Oh, no.
Youngway Koo.
He's in the end zone humping the referee.
Into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
I love that.
He's thrusting his hips backwards and forwards into the referee's leg. Appears to me to be doing a little humping there, like a Jack Russell Terrier. You know, I'm all for having some fun and celebrating, but dude, honest to God, even me, with a 12-year-old's sense of humor, thought that was just stupid.
So are the people on Jeopardy when it comes to the NFL.
People on Jeopardy, I think, are stupid anyway. Well, I really do.
Okay, well, come on now. But if you're ever on Jeopardy, if you are ever on Jeopardy, John, just if there's ever a football category, pick it. Pick it now.
I got to tell you, and I hate to brag, but people in my house don't let me watch Jeopardy because they don't like watching it with me, because I would kick ass in Jeopardy. I know a lot of stupid shit. I know a lot of stuff that won't make me any money. How about that? Unless I'm on Jeopardy.
All right, Rain Man. Well, let's listen to these people get asked questions about what teams these NFL players played for.
NFL teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin.
All right, so you Cowboys. Have to say, right, of course.
Who are the Cowboys?
Played for the Dallas Cowboys.
NFL teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green.
I'm not even gonna grace this with an answer, because I would look at Alex Trebek as, who are you kidding? Seriously? That would be my answer. Who are you kidding?
Didn't he play for Coca-Cola?
Oh, absolutely. And then did you ever see the outtakes of that commercial where he belches all over that kid?
Oh, my God, I know.
You youngers don't know what we're talking about, but it was a classic.
Go to YouTube, search Mean Joe Green Coca-Cola commercial. You'll know. All right.
One of the most famous commercials in the 70s. Oh. And through the 80s.
Oh, yeah. All right, so, Steelers was the answer to this one.
Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
Running back, Marcus Allen.
Oh, the Oakland Raiders and O.J. Simpson's jealousy team.
And he played for the Chiefs, too, right?
Yeah, he did play for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Scored over 100 touchdowns, and we don't want to talk about what he did in the Super Bowl that I don't believe existed, because I do believe it was a CIA experiment which they put hallucinogenics in the water, and that's what I'm sticking to for the rest of my life.
See, folks, you only have to deal with this 1 hour a week.
Oh, hour 12, hour 15, whatever.
Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
What is Colorado Rockies is my favorite thing in the world.
I got to tell you, Anupama at least had the guts to push the button. She was like, I'm going to go for this. I don't know what it is, but I will say the only team that I remember when my husband was talking about the sports page. Anupama.
At least it was a sports team.
And she got that correct. That's true.
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne, who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
The Bombay Bengals.
Wow.
Yeah, these are supposed to be smart people. Frankly, I don't understand that. I just don't understand how you can be so cloistered that even a little bit of pop culture doesn't seep through.
Well, let's continue on with those who may not be so smart but sit on TV and tell us how smart they are and what we should do and who we should draft and what round we should take them in and whether this guy's going to be a bust and this guy's going to be a stud and what a great sleeper this guy's going to be. But if you watch NFL Fantasy Live...
Which I do. I like the show.
Yeah, I do too. I enjoy the show. But when they go back after there's a mock draft, you know, they all get together. They have a mock draft.
This was in August, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they ask your boy what? Who's your boy?
Oh, I think this is Michael Fabiano.
Right.
Right, and he's being asked who was the stretch of the draft.
Yeah, like who was that was a bad pick. This is
right.
This is who he had to say.
What's the worst one?
There is actually a few of those.
Pick one fast. What's the worst one of all of those? What's the worst?
Kareem Hunt in the third round.
Taking Kareem Hunt in the third round was the worst pick in the draft, he thought.
That's Michael Fabiano, Mr. Fantasy Football, right? And he's your expert telling you what you're supposed to know.
Dude, come on.
How do you not get that? I mean,
John, I don't even understand it, really.
I don't understand it either, frankly, because Andy Reid, if I'm not mistaken, said after the second preseason game, before the injury to Spencer Ware, that he was going to be the feature back. That was the words he used. He was the feature back, Kareem Hunt.
Right. Yeah, he was just blowing everybody away in camp.
Yeah.
But that's not the thing. What I can't understand is how an Andy Reid coach team is running the football the way it does.
Dude, everything changes, man. I'll tell you what, he got old and he went, you know what, I'm just tired. I don't even feel like calling pass plays anymore.
Man, I mean, remember how we used to, when he was with the Eagles, it was like, run the football?
Run game?
What?
What?
Huh?
Handoff?
Well, they are throwing the ball, though. You know, Alex Smith is having himself a decent year. They are turning in those short passes that go for long gains because they got a receiver that I think runs a 2.240.
Man, they got speed everywhere.
I know. We get to play a Monday night.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to playing them. Now, we got this. This is fun. I love this. This is one of my favorite things of the whole week. Maybe my favorite thing of the whole
okay.
week. Just because it's so much fun.
Okay, I'm all for it because this week has sucked in terms of being a football fan. It really has.
Yeah, and we're gonna touch on some things because there is some funny in this, folks. Believe me,
we gotta hit it.
If there's funny to be found, we'll find it.
Oh, of course we will. That's our job. And if we can't find it, well, goddamn it, we will make it up.
That's right.
This used to be called the Cartoon Radio Hour for a reason. Right.
Yeah. But see, we programmed everybody so that as they listened every week, it has morphed into this thing where we're just telling you the truth about everything and you believe it. So
absolutely.
We were able to just kind of take away the word cartoon.
That's right. And eventually, sometimes we give medical advice.
You know, when an elephant is in the circus, when they get it from a baby, they tie a chain around one of its legs and, chain it, and it can't get away. And it keeps that chain around its leg, and that's how they keep it for, like a year.
Right.
And then after that, they can take the chain off, and they can just use a plain old rope.
Yeah.
And it doesn't know it can get away, and it grows up to be this giant elephant, and this little tiny rope has its leg attached to a steel bar, and it doesn't think it can pull away when it could rip that rope off of there like nothing, but it doesn't believe it can.
The only thing I would say is don't take chances. Why did you take the chain off? Use the chain. It was working. Why are you going to say, hey, watch what we can do?
So you want to put cartoon back in the name? Is that what you're...
No, I don't want to put cartoon back in the name, and I don't want to put chains on elephants.
That was my whole point. Okay. My God. I try to explain
Sorry,
something.
I don't know. Why? Metaphors in me today.
Well, no, I try to explain why our listeners don't need to hear the word cartoon anymore, and all of a sudden you're turning into PETA. I mean, what the hell happened?
Well, dude, if you would stop wearing fur to the goddamn podcast, I'm against it. And you just told the listeners that they've got a string around their ankle and they could go listen to somebody else at any time.
I think that they're going to love this. This is the Shannon Sharp Skip Bayless mix.
The thing that struck me about it is, A, it's funny, it's 30 seconds long, and he's wearing the same suit. So this is all in one show. This is one episode.
This is Shannon Sharp and Skip on Undisputed on Fox Sports. And this is just Shannon, and it's a montage of all the times he said skip.
But you know what, skip.
Skip.
Really skip. Let's stop it. Skip. No, you didn't skip. Skip. Skip.
Dude, you know what? I just realized, just listening to the audio portion of this without seeing any of the video, it's like one of those old cartoons when somebody goes insane and all the heads are floating around them and they're just saying the same thing over and over again that makes them crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Skip, oh, yeah. Skip. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Shannon Sharp's had enough.
To me, that's a hit, but when you have a hit, you got to do a remix.
That's right. Is this the dance hall mix, or is this the Glastonbury mix?
Yeah, there's got to be a dance version. You got to have a remix, and that's cool because when you do a remix, you can you add a little music, you bring in some other features, and you end up with this.
Skip. But you know what? Skip. Let's stop it. No, you didn't skip. Skip. Clueless. But you know what, Skip?
I know the National Football League.
What? Skip. Bayless.
Oh, I see.
Whoa, Skip.
This is some special stuff.
Yeah. Skip.
Are you kidding me?
Skip.
No.
Skip. Really, Skip?
I'm just talking about the truth.
Skip, let's stop it. Skip.
It's the way you do this.
Skip.
Jared.
No, you didn't, Skip.
I remain outraged.
Skip. Hello, Skip. Skip.
What a bunch of phony baloney.
Whatever, Skip.
How great is that?
That was great. I am bowing down. I am putting my head on the ground and facing Columbus. Yeah, that was terrific, man. Nice work.
Oh, I love that, man.
The best thing about the Shannon Sharp thing is you actually don't hear Skip.
Right.
So now we fixed that. You can just imagine why he's fed up with Skip.
Yes, exactly.
Have they reached anywhere near the ratings yet? Have they even made a blip yet?
No, man. No. That's, you know what? That's, it's, I think he made a mistake. And I mean, for his own bank account, he might not have made a mistake. He maybe probably did the right thing.
What he cares about.
Well, I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Colin Cowherd went to Fox. Ratings aren't there. You know, and maybe it's got to build. Maybe it's one of those things, and maybe, you know, and Fox is okay with that. Fox will do that. They'll be patient.
Well, you know, I think that the whole thing is all going to subscription services anyway. Weren't you telling me right now that where you live, CBS isn't even offered on your cable subscriptions?
Well, it got yanked off of the one I've got, which is DirecTV.
They have a streamer now.
Well, no, they're having their pissing match. You know, it's like CBS wants X amount of money per subscriber, and DirecTV and AT&T UVerse, same company, they only want to pay X amount. You know, so they're having a pissing match. So it's like the contract expired, and they went, okay, well, your network's off our cable service, and or the network said we're off your cable service, whatever way it went, and so it hasn't been there. And darn, John, I'm not going to get to see the Browns play the Bengals this Sunday.
Oh my God, how will you live?
I don't know, but I will say this: I was very, very upset this week because I didn't realize this, but the season premiere of Big Bang Theory, followed by the premiere of Young Sheldon, was on CBS. So I have not seen that yet.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Sheldon grows up. You know what, though? I was going to say, they've been promoting it all week that CBS has a streaming service now.
I know.
You can get all your football games now. And I think that that's going to be the way of the future, and the cable companies are pissing themselves because they realize, oh, shit, these people are just going to use the internet that we provide to broadcast all this stuff and take away our lovely monetized tier system of how we make people buy television.
John, I like my cable.
I don't mind my cable. I tell you what, I've been cutting the cable. I went to Sling to get the NFL Network, and by the time I was all said and done to get the Red Zone, it was up to almost $35, and I looked at the cable, and the cable said, well, we'll do that for $10. I was like, okay, buy Sling.
Yeah, I like my cable. I like my DVR. I like my wireless boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like it all, man.
I like the choices. I like the opportunity to be able to stream, and I like the opportunity to be able to have a cable. Vote for net neutrality. Make sure you get net neutrality in your goddamn ballots. Make sure you vote for somebody that's going to keep it. I don't know what the hell that has to do with any kind of football. I'm sure that Rex Ryan would love to see the Foot Channel.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, speaking of Rex Ryan, we're going to hear from him coming up and a couple other people with this whole stupid kneeling during the anthem. My God, it's... And we'll talk about it.
Bang! Bang!
I'll say, can you see? Early life, what a proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the rampant we watch through the twilight's last gleaming.
And the rockets, red flag.
Uh-oh.
The bombs bursting.
Now.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner get way for the land of
Hey, John, you remember when everything took 4 to 6 weeks to get to you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Anything you won, anything, if you ordered a KTEL record, 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Wait 4 to 6 weeks to get your check. Anything and everything took 4 to 6 weeks.
And it always came from Battle Creek, Michigan.
That's right. Well, if it's coming from mybookie.ag, 2 days. 2 business days is all it takes to get paid when you bet over on mybookie.ag.
And if you know anything about football, which by listening to this podcast you do, you will get paid by Tuesday when you bet on Sunday.
You know who's going to win.
Right. Can you do better than 50%?
Yeah. That's all you got to do. If you can do better than 50%, you will make a profit. And that is why I urge you to go to mybookie.
Next week, we should take a look at our pick'ems and see who can be doing better than 50% and call them out by name and say, see how much money you're not making on mybookie.ag.
They got in-game live betting. They got the most rewarding player perks anywhere you're going to find. They got that all-new mobile site. Makes it real easy to bet. No problem.
Anywhere you are. You could do it in the stadium.
Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit. And this is the best part. You can double your money. Whatever you put in, MyBookie will match your deposit 100%. All you got to do is put in the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate the offer. You put in $100, they match it. You got $200 just for putting bang in the promo code. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid
quickly.
We're not participating in the anthem today. Not to be disrespectful to the anthem, to remove ourselves from this circumstance. We will not be on the field.
I'm f***ed off, I'll be honest with you. I supported Donald Trump. I never signed up for that. I never wanted that. That doesn't mean I support 100% of the things that he says.
This is America. If our country stands for anything, folks, what? It's freedom. People died for that freedom. I'm not sure if our president understands those rights. That every American has the right to speak out and also to protest.
I like what the president said. If you're not going to stand for this country, you're fired.
I'm tired of the division going on in the country, and we just wanted unity, and I felt like linking arms was a way to create some unity, and hopefully we as a league can stay together, and you know, we'll see where we go from here.
Hi, this is Sergeant Worker.
Sergeant Smith.
From the 454.
And you're listening to John and Tom.
Bang Radio Hour.
Ow!
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. Fired!
Well, the NFL rule, John, does say you must stand during the anthem.
No,
that's it. It's in the rules, in the NFL rules.
I looked up the rule book, and I couldn't find the word anthem in it anywhere. I couldn't. I couldn't find that. Some people found some things in the code of game day conduct, or whatever it's called, game day management.
Right.
Right, but it does not say that you must stand. It just says you can't wear patches or carry. It's the Jim McMahon rule. You can't carry any or show anything.
Okay,
but it's pretty specific that it means items. They don't want to have you being able to sell a patch on your jersey that says, Coke when they sell Pepsi, right?
Well, evidently, it isn't a rule, and it's okay because everybody from the commissioner to every coach. Yep. All said that Donald Trump's comments were divisive and they were against him, and how dare he, try
That's
to
right.
divide the league. And all of a sudden, of course, you heard Trump called them sons of bitches. And
right.
I love that Colin Kaepernick's mom tweeted, guess that makes me a proud bitch.
I mean, we didn't really need to be told that, did we? know her. I can't say that.
That was great. But anyway, I was kind of blown away by Goodell. And then, Robert Kraft came out against Trump. Brady came out against Trump.
And Kraft's a big supporter.
Yeah, and so is Brady. And Rex Ryan was too. And here, let me play this Rex Ryan clip because he was pretty pissed.
I'm pissed off, I'll be honest with you. Because I supported Donald Trump. I sat back and when he asked me to introduce him at a rally in Buffalo, I did that. But I'm reading these comments, and it's appalling to me. And I'm sure it's appalling, to almost any citizen in our country. It should be.
Nope.
I apologize for being pissed off, but guess what? That's it. Because right away, I'm associated with what Donald Trump stands for and all that because you know, I introduced them. I never signed up for that. I never wanted that. Right. That doesn't mean I support 100% of the things that he says. And clearly, this is a case.
Man, that's Rex Ryan not making jokes, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. Honestly, he's making a good point about how our country's become. There is no nuance. It's either all in or all out.
Yeah.
And he's right.
And that brings me to this clip, because this to me, man, Mike Tomlin, what he did and everything he said, I was fascinated. I guess that's the best way to put it. Was he right? Did he do the right thing? I don't know. We'll never know. You know, I feel sorry for the one guy who ended up, he just wanted to be able to see the flag because he had been in the military, and God love him. You know, go put your hand on your heart if you want. I mean, that's, you're right.
He's three tours in Afghanistan. You know, if anybody's going to go salute the flag, I think.
Go right ahead, buddy.
Honestly, I think, if you are a veteran, I think it still holds that. I know if you're in the military, you must face the flag and salute when you hear the anthem. You must.
And that's why he ended up out there. Okay, Coach, because if you didn't know, the Steelers did not come out of the locker room for the anthem. And, you know, and I'm gonna play Mike Tomlin talking, but he was the ex-Army Ranger, Alejandro Villanueva. He did three tours in Afghanistan. He just wanted, when, you know, during the anthem, he agreed he was going to stay with the team, but he was just going to peek out of the tunnel so he could see the flag. And as he was coming out to see where the flag was, he all of a sudden, there was a camera on him, and he was kind of, oh, hell, well, I guess now I just got to stand here. And he felt really bad. He felt like he let his team down. And I don't think.
He was on display. Now he's an icon.
Yeah, I don't think he should feel bad at all.
No. He should not be put on display like that.
This is the whole thing right here. Look at this. Look, you see what we're breaking down here, and we're just dissecting this guy, this friggin' Army Ranger, this amazing superhero who kind of came out too far because he wanted to see the flag during the anthem, because that's what he does, and he's fine to do that. And then we got the team. This team won't come out of the tunnel. You go to this other game. You got some guys kneeling. You got the president screaming. Look what we have. It's so stupid, John. And I know we've had things happen in the past where I said these same things. What we have done to ourselves as a society is the dumbest shit. I mean, I don't know how. How did we create technology and be this fucking stupid at the same time?
Well, it's like I always say, Tom, the internet is a wonderful tool that allows humanity to share ideas and make their thoughts known. And the internet is a horrible goddamn blight on society because it allows everybody to share their ideas and make their thoughts known. See, the thing is, a lot of these people that are out there right now, Tom, that are laughing like hell thinking that their boycott's actually going to mean anything, are screaming that they are the silent majority. You people are the silent nothing. Nothing about you is silent. Holy smokes. You know? And what I got to say is this. For one, I already said that I'm going to try to cut down on the F word, but that doesn't count for this segment because fuck all, man. I am sick of this shit. You got to tell me I'm not going to watch the game anymore. Well, then get the fuck out of the way. I'm watching the game.
Somebody,
God damn it!
Somebody asked me Sunday evening. They said, "So all of this, what do you think?" And I said, "You honestly want to know what I think about all of this?" And they like, "Yeah, I want to know." I said, "This was Sunday evening." I said, "What I think is that I really hope that the Cowboys kick the shit out of Arizona tomorrow night." That's what I thought about.
What are you gonna say? Well, don't you care about what's going on? No, I don't. I don't. And here's the thing. That doesn't mean I don't sympathize with either side. However, I think, you know, people probably should sit back and I would say this, all right? I heard a great quote this week, and I'm going to repeat it like I know what the fuck I'm talking about, because it's smart. The Dalai Lama said that if you speak, you're only giving back what you already know. But if you listen, you learn. You want to know how to stop protests? Just listen for a fucking minute. All right, you think it's about this or you think it's about that, make sure that they tell you, okay, you're right, that's what it's about, and then you guys can talk. But if they say, but no, that's not what it's about, then it's on you to listen. Because you can't say to somebody, I won't listen to you unless you explain it to me in a way that I will accept. Just try. Take 5 minutes and give a listen, and I guarantee you that the protests will stop. The whole reason that the protests happened this weekend, Tom, what was it about? Was it about the flag? Fuck no. Was it about the anthem? Fuck no. Was it about Colin Kaepernick's cause? Fuck no. It was because the dickhead in chief couldn't shut his fucking mouth.
Well, look, yeah, that's the thing. And I was going to say, the whole message where all this started was completely lost, and that now it's all about
confused on purpose.
It's all about unity. It all became about unity, which I guess when you think about the original cause, that kind of is what is the desire is unity for all. I mean, that's, you know, an equality. That's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, the playoff games in the Super Bowl, you always saw the national anthem, but regular season games, you never saw the national anthem.
Yeah, they just brought it on lately that we could see this flag and the flyover that they make us look at, which we pay for, so that they can recruit soldiers to go over and fight.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm going to end up sounding like a total fucking hippie here, and I'm not. I'm actually an old school conservative, Tom. And you know what that means? I believe in a strong military. I believe in a minimal government that doesn't intrude on people's lives, and I believe in a free and fair regulated market. And I don't understand how anybody that calls themselves a conservative can get behind the head of the executive branch of the federal government when he goes after a goddamn private business that hasn't broken any goddamn laws. The fuck are you people thinking? This is exactly what conservatives are against. You fucking morons. You're sitting here on Facebook going, look, the NFL must want their money. Yes, you capitalist idiots, that's what they do. Jesus Christ. I gotta tell conservatives how to be fucking conservatives. This motherfucker shits on your flag, he shits on your country, and now he shits on your ideals, and you're too fucking drunk on his dumb ass to know it.
Sorry, everybody. I'm getting all political here. Stick to sports, John.
Yeah. Here's Mike Tomlin. Here's Mike Tomlin.
Man, these are divisive times in the United States, and it's a shame, but it is. But we're not politicians. We're coaches and professional athletes. They were not going to be disrespectful in the anthem, so they chose not to participate. But at the same time, many of them were not going to accept the words of the president. Like most teams in the National Football League, we didn't ask for this. This was placed upon us by circumstance. To be quite honest with you, man, I didn't appreciate our football team being drug into politics this weekend. And I'm sure that that's a global perspective. We will not be divided by this. We got a group of men in there, man, that come from different socioeconomic backgrounds, races, creed, ethnicities, and religions, and so forth. That's football. That's a lot of team sports. But because of our position, we get drug in the to be quite honest with you.
He was my favorite out of everything I heard was that right there.
Omar Epps is on point. No, I'm dead serious. Mike Tomlin, all fucking power to him, man. I've always respected that guy.
Yep.
And I don't give a fuck if anybody wants to say the Rooney Rule got him his job or whatever the fuck you want. The dude, he earns his place, and he's 100% right, and shame on it. Look, man, and this is another message to those people that are out there that are saying, Colin Kaepernick's just getting blacklisted. Shut the fuck up. Do you see the distraction that would come with him? He's not even playing, and the whole fucking league is distracted. Jesus Christ.
All right, let's move on to Chris Collinsworth.
I would say he should apologize.
He's going to tell us what he thinks about Trump.
I would say he should apologize. They're not SOBs.
No.
They're smart, thoughtful guys. They really
What?
they're quite sensitive, Tom, especially that Deshaun Kizer.
I like Deshaun. You know, I like the feel of him with me.
He's so smart and sensitive. Yeah, Collinsworth, this guy right here.
Oh my God.
That's a good drinking game, by the way. For every time he goes, this guy, you just take a shot. You'll be plastered by halftime.
You know what? I'm not even playing any more of that clip. That was all I needed. He thinks Trump should apologize. These guys are not SOBs. And he said...
they're smart, thoughtful guys. They really are.
They really are, John. They're smart. That's it. They
are.
These are smart, thoughtful guys. They're not SOBs. Now apologize, Mr. President. And that's really... That's right. I don't need to hear anymore. It's kind of like reading a headline. You know, it's done. I got it.
Oh, yeah. I've got it all figured out. Look, last night I watched one of those Chicago Bear linebackers think real hard before he destroyed Devontae Adams' face. I hear he sent him some flowers, though.
Oh, geez.
So,
so the NFL wasn't enough. You know, so you got Golden State Warriors. They're the NBA champions. A champion in all in NHL, MLB, NFL, NBA, college football, college basketball, you know, usually like
any championship.
Just I think the NASCAR,
except
even
in the gay Olympics, they're never allowed up.
Even the NASCAR champion.
they get to turn a donut on the South Lawn.
Right.
At least when Bush was in, they could.
Well, so Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors said he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go.
Gee, that's his right.
Now, there is an official invitation that is sent to the champion, you know, and an official response. Well, when Steph Curry said that, you know, he told that to USA Today. He said he wanted to send a message that that we don't stand for what our president has. The things that he said and the things that he hasn't said in the right times, that we won't stand for it. And so then Trump tweets. I mean, this, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. You can tell what time he takes a dump in the morning, can't
this
you?
This guy, he's got to, he needs to chill, man.
I thought
like,
Kelly was going to get control of that.
Well, I mean, he's like somebody in a chat room, John.
He really is. He really is. Oh my God. Hey, let me tell you something. The Eagles, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, he
they're
said,
going to the hood, let me tell you.
He tweeted, going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Stephen Curry is hesitating. Therefore, invitation is withdrawn. He did this on Twitter.
You know, it's the optics, all right? Mr. Trump, honest to God, you sound like a six-year-old. You say you don't want to come to my birthday party? Well, I don't want you to come to my birthday party anyway.
Well, and that's what LeBron James came out with. He said, you bum. That's how he addressed him. That's how he addressed Donald Trump. You bum. Steph Curry already said he ain't going. So therefore, ain't no invite. Going to White House was a great honor until you showed up. It was, now look. LeBron has a lot of followers on Twitter.
Yes, he does.
This was his most retweeted post ever.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I do believe in respect for certain offices of our nation. I also believe that you can protest certain things. But I think if I can't speak to their experience. But then again, what do I know about being a schmillionaire? I think if I was invited to the office, even if I didn't like the guy that was in there, I think I'd go just to go, you know, just because, I don't know, tradition. I, you know, you hold your nose, you shake his hand, but you're at the White House, you know, you get to take part in something that very few people get to take part in. But then again, you know, if that's the way they feel about it, that's the way they feel about it. I think I would go, though. That's just me.
Yeah, and that's fine. The thing was, LeBron was then later asked about, you know, the whole bum thing.
Is there any regret that you got into a name-calling situation with the president?
No, a name called him. What'd I say? Called Let me hear you say it.
Called him a bum.
Not a name call.
I believe in English that means asshole.
It's, you bum. Me and my friends call each other that all the time. I'm not his friend, though. I don't want to see that on the note. He's not my friend. When I woke up and saw what he said about Steph Curry, first of all, it's so funny because it's like you invite me to your party. But matter of fact, it's not like you invited me. It's almost like, you know, Tom, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not coming. And then you'd be like, hey, LeBron, guess what? You're not invited. I wasn't coming anyway. So that was funny to me when I woke up and saw that. So my first initial response was, you bum.
Jeez.
He needs to get off of Twitter. He really does. He really does. And it's for his own good.
Good. Right, exactly. Exactly. He's just he's not helping himself at all on Twitter.
Not at all. I mean, with certain people he is. With a lot of Russians he is. But, you know, for most of us, it can be twisted so easily.
Remember I said they send out an official invitation and there's an official response. So he officially said they're, you know, disinvited them. And the Warriors released a statement accepting President Trump's disinvite.
Seriously. This is, honestly, we act like children towards the presidency, and we accept that, because this is what the presidency is right now. Get off of Twitter, dude. Stop acting like a 15-year-old girl. You got work to do.
Well, let's go the other end of the spectrum, from a 15-year-old girl to Lou Holtz.
Dude, don't make that connection. Certainly, she said she was 18.
Well, he just doesn't get it, John. He doesn't understand what these NFL protests are all about, and that he himself has been oppressed by the police. Listen to this.
I've been unfairly ticketed. I was given a ticket when I didn't exceed the speed limit because I was coaching at one school and the patrol officer graduated from the other and he let me know he was bitter about the same. That happens in life.
That happens in life.
It happens, Tom. So it happens.
First of all, you need something to do.
That's right. I got a speeding ticket. I had to pay $50 for going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit and taking... You get your head blown off. Life is unfair. Bro, the sooner you deal with that, the sooner you can find something
this
to
is,
do.
This is what we got out there, John.
Honestly, out of touch. Once you get to a certain age, I'm thankful for your service, but can I have your driver's license and you're not allowed on television anymore?
Jeez. All right, I'm done with it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
I'm done with it too, man. Right. Let's get on with football. I like football, and, you know, President Trump, please, get off of Twitter. Right. It's not helping you, and it's not helping us in any way, shape, or form. There's serious business to be done.
I wasn't an anti-Trump guy at all. I'm just watching what's going on. I know you don't like him. I never cared, really, one way or the other. You know how I feel about it, but... But I just don't think he's doing himself any favors on Twitter, man.
I have to be careful. My wife has a green card.
Okay,
you know.
let's do something I love, and that's email.
Let's see here. We got Steve Miller. Steve Miller, aging guitar player from San Francisco.
He's got to be an Eagles fan, right? He flies like an eagle.
Coming up on the 10s, time and traffic coming up.
Let's see here. He says, what news of the moth? Has it entered rehab? Moth lives matter. I guess he's talking about the moth that flew in my beer last week. What news of the moth? Moth lives matter.
That moth started singing, time keeps on slipping.
Oh, God. It's karaoke time on the Bang Radio Hour. What news on the moth? Well, I will tell you, in the custom of my people, the moth flew in my beer, so I drank the moth. That was it for him.
Look at this. Joe from Bandit Max. How are you, Joe? Man, I missed the Bandit Max store.
Yeah, me too. They used to give us all kinds of prizes and whatnot so that we could give them to our listeners.
He doesn't have the store anymore, right?
No, and it's probably because a lot of our listeners that won the contests were in other countries, and it was killing them to ship it.
Oh, I thought
he'd give away great prizes, man.
I know, deck chairs, man.
And shit like that, and he'd have to ship them to Belgium.
I still fly. My house that I got 3 years ago, it has a flagpole, and he sent me that Dallas Cowboys flag, and I fly it every game day.
My Redskins flag hangs in my office. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we have this. You said if somebody wants to send in to ask one of the past Bang characters a question, they could do that. And Joe from Bandit Max wanted to ask Spitball a question. Spitball was head of the Justice Guys, and it was really Bill Cowher.
Right, the Justice Guy. So if you're one of the new listeners and you want to see the old cartoons, you'd have to come and send me a tweet at Bang Radio Hour or come and talk to me on Facebook at the Bang Radio Hour page and ask me for the link, and I'll show you where you can find all the old cartoons.
All right. Actually, he's got a two-part question.
A two-part question for Spitball. You better hurry it up because the Justice Guys have got to be ready at a moment's notice.
How do you like Tony Romo in the booth?
I think Tony Romo is great. I think it's great that he calls out the plays because, frankly, I got kicked in the head a lot. I played special teams, so I really don't know what the hell's going on sometimes when I'm looking at it from other than the field view. And sometimes, when they didn't show me on camera, I used to lay down on the field because that's where I saw a lot of plays when I was a player. I'd get knocked on my ass and I'd look. So it's a good thing he's calling out those plays before they start to happen. I think it's terrific. It's kind of funny listening to my friend Jim Nance out there, though, because he's used to dealing with a total dumbass. But now he's sent a dumbass over to me. So, you know, I'm having to deal with it.
All right, and what do you think about analytics in football?
Oh, if you're going to bring out Pythagorean theorems and stuff like that, I think that's just stupid. You know, football is about smacking somebody in the face. It's not about diagramming angles and things like that.
All right, there you go, Joe.
All right, Spitball coming in. You know, if you've never seen the old cartoons, you're going to watch them and you're going to go, these are terrible because the animation is really not that good. It's from 10 years ago. Shit, I think 10 years ago was the last time I was really making them.
Dude, that animation, it does it. Some of that animation's fantastic because of how it came out.
Stop.
Oh, my God. When you see them poke Stuart Scott in the side of the head with the little pole when he starts losing them, and then you watch those eyeballs go back and forth and everything, that is one of the funniest things I ever saw in my entire life.
I was under the influence of certain things when I made that cartoon.
Oh boy.
I will not say on a podcast that will last forever.
I'll tell you what, Emmett Smith was watching soccer and he was crying while he was drinking coffee. I can tell you that. It's drinking. A great cartoon, boy.
He was drinking coffee and watching his daughter play soccer. And that's what it's all about.
Right. We got any more email?
Well, we got Spreads Mahoney. Spreads Mahoney coming in with his crappy picks of the week. Holy smokes.
All right. Well, before you give us the new ones, last week you had the Bills plus three. Got that one right. Chargers plus 3.5. And Raiders minus 3.5. And I, thank God I didn't take that one.
Oh, but you were talking the Raiders up on the show.
I was, I know, but I didn't put money on it. I just said I liked that pick that he made, and well, that, you know, hey, but, you know, remember my pick was the Patriots get minus 14, and they almost blew that game, so they didn't come anywhere near covering it. But you were all over the Redskins plus 3.5 and the Jets plus 6, and you got it easy on both of those.
Boom, boom. I'll tell you what, the Jets, that was my pick of the week. That was the first one that I plucked out. I wasn't going to pick the Redskins, but when people are so heavy on the Raiders like that, no. The Redskins' defense right now is playing completely opposite of what you remember them to be. So, and everybody saw it the other night. And Josh Norman had some nice things to say about their crappy receivers out in Oakland, but that's not for me to repeat. But the Jets plus 6, that was the pick.
Before you give us this week's picks from Spreads Mahoney, if anybody's even still listening to the show, because this is the end.
Spreads Mahoney coming from Crapville with his wonderful picks.
I'm going to give mine before I hear his.
Okay.
Because you and I are
picking. Pick of the week?
You and I are just doing
the week.
Yeah. 49ers plus 6.5 at home.
Well, I would have to say that everybody that's out there listening, based on his wife's fantasy football names that we have in our various leagues, that he had to clear this with her before he said it. So I'll go with it. I think that's a good pick. But that is not my pick.
Right. Hold on now, man. Come on.
You're a big guy, but she's wearing the pants. And the leather.
I mean, look, this has to do, I mean, okay, I would love to think that DeMarcus Lawrence was the new friggin' pass rush god of Dallas, and he's
so
going to get three sacks. But come on, both tackles and I think their center, the Cardinals, their starters were out. That line, yeah. Dude.
Look, the Cardinals had a prime opportunity last week to prove they weren't just a pile of crap, and they didn't.
I know, but when you got three starters on your offensive line, which is normally a good line, and they're all out of the game, man, that's tough, dude. It's hard to, you know. My God, that's just hard, man. So I gotta look at part of that, and they're still beat up, and now they gotta go to San Francisco. And I think San Francisco's playing really well, man. Hoyer had a great game last week. Carlos Hyde's running the ball great, and
he's hurt. He's dinged up.
Who?
Hyde. He's gonna play, but he is nicked up. I think it's his hip that's bothering.
Dude, look, I watch that guy as a Buckeye. Man, that guy's indestructible. I don't know, man. I like the 49ers at home, and you're giving me 6.5 points. I think the Cardinals are beat up. I like the Cardinals. I think they're a good team when they're healthy, but they're just not. I mean, and David Johnson's gone. Besides the line, you got no David Johnson.
You have no running backs after that. They still haven't figured out what to do with it. That was week one. Wasn't it week one he got hurt?
Yeah, Chris Johnson. I like Chris Johnson. He's always been a good back when he had to step
Not anymore.
In. Well, we'll see. He's still the coach came out and said he's still the starter.
He doesn't have that explosion, though, man. He doesn't have that burst when he would hit the line and just right through that. He would hit that crease and just accelerate, and he just doesn't have it.
No, David Johnson has it, and he's hurt. Carlos Hyde has it, and he's going to show him. So that's my pick. I like the Niners plus 6.5 against the Cardinals.
My pick of the week is over in the UK, baby, and it's the New Orleans Saints giving 3 points to the crappy, rotten, lousy Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
The second week in a row, my pick of the week is going against the Dolphins, and I am going to win this one big because I don't know why the Saints are only favored by 3. Their defense is shaky, and I only say shaky instead of crappy because of last week they played pretty well, and Jay Cutler, he's just not playing well. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing out there. He needs help out there, Tom. And this is their third road game, and this one's a long way from home. Saints are going to roll.
All right, and then what does Spreads Mahoney say?
Spreads Mahoney says it's the Packers minus 7, which he won last night, because he sent this to me yesterday afternoon.
All right.
The Panthers plus 9. He's taking the Panthers at plus 9. I can't agree with it because, look, Cam Newton, I don't know what the hell happened to him, but he ain't Cam Newton. So I don't see that happening.
That team's a mess.
Yeah, they are a mess. The Eagles plus one, which I agree with. I think they're going to beat the Chargers in a 1 point, getting 1 point is actually pretty damn good. So I'll take that.
Only one there I would have liked was the Pack. I don't like that Panthers or Eagles bet, but we'll see what happens.
I like the Saints. That's it.
That's it.
Hey, look, if you're going to burn your jersey, donate it instead. Don't be stupid.
And if you are going to bet, do it at mybookie.ag.
That's the way it goes at Bang Radio or Bang Radio or on Facebook. And we'll see you next time. Oh, that's your line.
And don't forget to put in Bang into the promo code at mybookie.ag to double your deposit. And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
Whoa.
And booyah!
I only can control what I can control. There's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.